Shalom Aleichem on behalf of TH613, we welcome you to take Den for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf, Chulin 128, pagination is 239. We'll be starting about a third of the way down at the end of a line at the two dots, Veha Rotov. Now the word Rotov is commonly translated as gravy. If we go back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin 117b, pagination 234, where the perek began, we were told v'ha rotav, and this, let's translate it for now as gravy, is going to have the halacha that it's mitstarfim l'tamei tumas ochlin. It joins the food that it's on in order to create the requisite amount for tumah. So Rashi says that even though it's not a normal ochel, a food for tumah on its own, but when it's together with food, it's often eaten with it. When it's congealed on the meat, so this rotav joins it, and it's included. Now Rashi on the Mishnah used the word glaira, which would seem to be the same as the English word glare. G-L-A-I-R, glear, is referring to, in a very global conceptual sense, a thick, congealed, or oozed type material, sticky matter like an egg white, is glear. And we'll see how our Gemara develops it from what would have been translated simply as rote of gravy. We'll actually see that it's something more sophisticated. It's similar to a fat that in its heated form, in its liquid form, it's soft, it's oozing, but when it's dry, it's karush, it's congealed. So let's see our Gemara, Veha Rotav. My Rotav, what exactly is this Rotav that's going to be included with the food, even though it itself on its own would not have been considered edible, or typically eaten, I should say. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shumna, it's the fat on top of cooked food. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to him, Hu atzmo yitama tumas ochlin. That's regular food. That should be tamei in the tumas of food, even without other food. In and of itself, such fat, the type of which is on the top of food, is food. Ella, says Abaye, chelev dekarish. It's talking about fats that are congealed. My irya karish, why does it have to be congealed? The Gemara asks. Kilo karish nami, even when it's in the liquefied state, it should be added to the solid food to create the requisite amount. Even though it's liquid, and normally liquid doesn't get added to solid in shiurim, in amounts, usually a liquid has its own amount and a solid has its own amount, and we don't mix them. For example, for a bracha acharona on food, if you ate a very small piece of meat, shahakol, and drank a small amount of juice, also a shahakol, we're not going to join the two and say you're making a borei nefashos. The two are calculated independently. Nevertheless, in our topic, the Gemara is surprised that the liquid should not be joined with the solid, and that you're requiring that it be solid, because the Amar Reish Lakish taught us, Tzir Sha'al Gabe Yerek, if you have juice that's on top of the vegetable, Mitztaref Likei Koseves B'Yom HaKippurim, it gets added, it's part of the volume reaching the size of the date that's required for Yom Kippur eating to be considered a violation. The liquid is included. because it's part of it. It enhances the food, so it's part of the food. So we're wondering why Abaye required in the laws of Tumah that this fat be congealed as opposed to liquid. If it's part of the product, if it enhances the product, it should be included regardless of whether it's a solid or a liquid. And the Gemara answers, Hasa mishum yisuvei daitahu. We have to understand what the logic underlying the particular topic is. In the case of Yom Kippur, it's to create a satisfying experience. You're supposed to be ve'inisem on the day of Yom Kippur, afflicted from food and drink. And if the amount of food and drink would not just be a kezias, but it's enough to sidestep the affliction, enough to form a satisfying experience, then it's going to be a violation. So even though normally we separate foods and drinks and say they're not the same satisfying experience, but if it's indeed an enhancer to the food, then it's included in its volume. And b'choldehu meisvadaite, that kind of experience, even though it's liquid, is also going to put you over the edge as a satisfying experience. Hacha, but in our topic regarding Tumah, mishum itztarufehu, it has to join on a halachic level. This is not about a satisfying experience. It has to join. Ikarish mitztarif. If it's congealed, then it's joining because it's a solid. Ilo karish lo mitztarif. But if it's not congealed, it's not going to join. So according to Abaye, the concept that we're referring to here is something that's not readily eaten with the meat. But if you're eating the meat, you might eat this together. And on its own, it wouldn't be eaten. But together with the meat, it might be eaten. But Abaye put in a condition that it has to be that it's congealed, because this is a halachic joining, not a yisuvei daita satisfying experience kind of joining. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Tzion, in Hilchos Brachos, considers what would happen if you had this type of relationship between a solid and a liquid regarding the bracha achrona. You want to know if it produces a berei nefashos requirement or not. And the Shaar HaTzion, Reish Yud, Sefkatan Ches, refers us to the way the Rambam presents this in the laws of Yom Kippur. So our Gemara used the word yisuvei daita. It has to be a satisfying experience. The Rambam uses the expression from a different part of the Gemara. Tzir she'al gabei yerek mitztaref. The juice that's on top of vegetables joins it to create the required amount. That would be the violation. Because things that enhance the food, that are joined with the food, are considered like the food. So this dip, even a salad dressing, even though it's a dressing, it's like a liquid, but because it's with it, it's going to be included in the food and create that little amount more that it should be indeed considered a portion in that context. Now, the context of Yom Kippur for a food is talking about the size of a date. In the laws of Bracha Acharona, could be that we're dealing with a kezias, but it makes no difference. It's a fundamental principle. Are we including the juices in the food? And if we understand that it's referring to a concept of machshirei ochel, enhancers that are together with the food, are considered like the food, And perhaps even if we said it has to do with Yesuve Daito, it has to do whether it's a satisfying food experience, one can argue that in the laws of brachas, it should be the same as it is by the laws of Yom Kippur, even though our sugya regarding the laws of Tumah says that it's excluded. It's an independent calculation unless it is congealed. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.